Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
But, Rob, you're not the only one gloating today. I'm gloating a bit because I've got a microwave take.
Time to reheat an old hot take that's gone cold.
It's hot on the outside, icicle in the middle.
It's Microwave Take with the Odd Couple.
We barely started
Rob
the show.
Parker,
what?
Already told you he's taking the Jets.
J-E-T-S.
Are you taking the Jets,
Jets
period?
I'm taking the points, and I think that they're going to pull the upset.
Okay, so you got them winning.
I got the Jets winning the game, and you know what? They won't even need. They won't even need the 17 points. The Ravens have won like every game. You know what? You'd rather have a hiccup. You got to lose a game before you go into the playoffs. You don't want to win and then lose your first playoff game. I think this is the game they overlooked the Jets. Sam Darnold has a coming out party, and I'm going with the Jets to win this game.
Rob Parker.
But you know what? I said it with conviction. It sounded good.
I ain't paying for that. It sounded good yesterday. You had reasoning and everything. You backed it up and
I thought it was
all
good.
That.
I felt so good about that pick. And then, you know, they missed a couple of field goals early. And then it just fell apart from there.
Yeah,
I was
heard,
on the right track.
I heard some New York radio hosts talking today, and they were like, you know, when it was 13-7,
I thought
you
there was
had
a game.
To feel good.
Right,
and,
right.
And there's a point in every single game.
Just about.
You feel good.
Just about.
There's well,
a,
no.
There, nah,
I mean,
there's
the
a
beginning.
Couple. Yeah, but there's a couple where you
feel good
see.
In the beginning of every game. And say when it was 13-7, we felt good.
Well, because they had moved the ball in the two possessions that they didn't score their first three. They missed a field goal the first one, Chris. They scored a touchdown. And then Darnold threw an interception at, like, the three-yard line. So I'm saying—
You mean the Darnold that was supposed to have the coming-out part?
He's not ready to come out yet. He'll wait.
I'll say
maybe
18 for 32.
He went back inside for right now.
218 yards.
He doesn't want to come out for the holidays. You know what I mean? His family's going to be there, his grandmother. He don't want to do that.
Well, you had to stick with your pick. You picked the Jets to make the playoffs, so you stuck with your convictions. I get it. But for me, there was no point in that game where I was concerned about not only the Ravens not winning, but not covering. So, anyway.
This is the first time you got one right. Think about your numbers today.
We don't have to go back to the
pigskin pick-off.
Preseason predictions.
No, we're not doing that. I'm talking about pigskin pick-offs.
You mean the one where I was 3-2 and you were 1-4 last week?
No, VJ was 1-4. He was not. The week before when I made the picks, what was I, Rob G? 5-0. You see that big five I'm holding up and the 0 on the other hand?
All I know is you were one and four last week. When Jonas picked for me, you guys threw it in.
No,
he was
we
like
didn't.
2-8 the whole year or something picking for me.
No, we didn't. We didn't throw it in. Because
I was 66-67%.
No, you weren't. Stop.
Without Jonas. I was.
Rob G,
I was 64
stop it.
With him, something
He's
like
still
that.
Talking about last year.
Anyway,
can you
I'm
move
dusting
forward?
Off. I'm cleaning my ring. That's why I got the Super Bowl
Here
hangover.
We go.
I'm cleaning my ring from last year.
How many times
did
you hear this?
Anyway, you know who did? He didn't come out.
Let me put on my
out.
New Jordans, tie him up. Hold on.
He's been out. Lamar Jackson, Rob, another sensational performance. 15 for 23, 212 yards, over 9 yards per attempt. 97.7 QBR, 134.4 rating, and 5 touchdowns, 0 picks. I mean, the dude is just, he continues to just devastate opposition. And our own Shannon Sharp, our buddy from Undisputed, he went on the air today. And here's what he said.
Skippy's making it look easy. I think the thing is now, I think it's a foregone conclusion. He's going to be the MVP. The only question that I have is, will it be unanimous? We've never seen a guy, he'd lead the league in touchdown passes. Skip, he's 5th in the NFL in rushing. Mm-hmm. He's the quarterback. We've never seen anything like this. We've never seen a guy that can run like this. Like I said, Michael Vick can run like this. Okay, let's just say for the sake of argument right now, they're equal. Skip, Michael Vick finished that season when he rushed for over 1,000 yards and broke the record. He threw 20 touchdowns. Lamar Jackson has 33 with 2 games to go. He's on pace to go over 1,200 rush yards, which is absurd. He's going to finish somewhere between 35, 38 touchdowns. Mm-hmm. With that body of work, he's number one in QBR. Mm-hmm. Skip, he and Tom Brady are the only guys to throw 5 touchdowns 3 times with 0 interceptions mm-hmm. in a season. He did that.
You know, Rob, I'm with Shannon on this. Obviously, we both talked about it a month ago. I thought Russell Wilson was the MVP. A couple of weeks ago, I thought Russell Wilson was still in the race. It's over. Barring him going out and throwing 4 interceptions in each of the next 2 games.
Nope. He's the MVP.
He is the MVP.
I don't even think that's even a question about him being the MVP.
No,
I really,
like I said,
I really
barring
don't.
Just some ridiculous tragedy in his play over the next 2 weeks.
I just
he's
don't
the MVP. And I agree with Shannon didn't. I don't think he said it. I think he will be MVP or unanimous because. Who else? How can you justify? I want to hear you if you don't agree. Who in the world can you justify voting for?
It was
other than Lamar Jackson.
It was Skip who said he should be unanimous.
Okay.
Okay, so not Shannon, but Skip.
And only one player, right? Tom Brady in 2010 has been unanimous. That's correct, Rob G, right?
Yeah, because there were also always, as you know, Chris, when you put voters out there, and they take a look at it. That's why most of the time it's not unanimous because people watch somebody closer. They'll look at, and I'm not saying when you just look at the numbers straight ahead, but last year, how did anybody not vote for Patrick Mahomes unanimous? He threw 50 touchdowns, his first full season, all the records he broke and everything he did. He didn't get every vote. So I think it's very hard to be unanimous. I don't think he'll be unanimous. There'll be some Russell Westbrook people. Russell Wilson people. Probably, depending on where they finish. What if they win their last 2 games and Baltimore loses their last 2 games? And I'm not saying that the losses in the game will make the difference. But I'm saying I think there's a chance that one, two, or three people will not vote for him.
So
he's going to win hands down and lopsided. He's going to win. I'm not debating that at all. I'm just saying I'm not sure it's unanimous. Because last year, if anybody should have been unanimous, it should have been Patrick Mahomes.
Well, last year, Drew Brees. I know he faded toward the end of the season, but he still had a higher passer rating than Mahomes and everybody else in the league.
Yeah, but Russell Wilson.
He still had 32 touchdowns and 5 interceptions. Mahomes had 12 interceptions. Like, you could make a case for Brees. Russell Wilson, 35 TDs, 7 interceptions last year. You could make a case for them.
So Russell Wilson.
I don't know who else you can make a case for.
What has he done to totally be eliminated from? What has he done? He hasn't done anything. They do is keep winning.
No. Yeah, but Russell, it's not what Wilson hasn't done, although he's had a few mediocre games.
But that's not
how it's what Jackson has done.
But that's not how it always works. And you know, when it comes to voting and people, it's to get.
So your argument is not that he shouldn't be.
Is that he won't be?
Do you think he should be unanimous?
Is that he won't be? No,
I don't. He should be unanimous.
I think I would vote for him, but I'm telling you, there are going to be 2 or 3 votes that do not vote for him.
So you're just saying out of like my man, our good friend Gary Washburn voted for Carmelo Anthony 1 year when LeBron, everybody else voted for LeBron.
It happens.
Just like some writers in the baseball. Don't vote for somebody to make the Hall of Fame.
Yep.
You're not saying he doesn't deserve it. Does he deserve to be unanimous? I'm asking you that.
I think he would get my vote. I can't vote for other people, and that's my point.
I can. I mean, seriously, we all watch the same games. We all judge.
It doesn't work like that. That's why
it does work like that.
No, it doesn't. No, it doesn't.
There is no way anyone else should get a vote for MVP.
Chris, you can't say that.
Why
last
not?
Two games haven't been played. What if he throws 8 touchdowns? Or what if they lose? What if something happens and
Russell Westbrook throws 8 touchdowns?
What if Wilson wins the NFC West and there's a great game at the end and he throws 8 touchdowns or whatever it is, a shootout, and they win the division? You can't sit here and say, how is anybody else going to get a vote? We haven't seen the entire season.
I think you're premature. I'm talking about it like right now. The season's not over.
I'm telling you about it like right now.
And I said before,
there's meaningful football games left.
I said at the start of this conversation, barring, you know, if he goes out and throws 4 interceptions in each of the next 2 games, yeah, of course everything changes. I am saying right now, you're right. I mean, anything could happen. I don't know what could happen, barring what I just said, that he wouldn't win MVP, but sure, there are things that could happen that would keep him from being unanimous. I'm saying right now, if everything continues, you know, there's nothing over the next 2 weeks that blows us away one way or another. Everybody keeps playing the way they're playing. Wilson, Mahomes, Breeze, Prescott, you know, Lamar, all of them. There's no way anyone else should get a vote.
They might look at it and say, look at the division that Russell Wilson's playing in, the toughest in football and what he's doing, and take a look at, well, Lamar's playing in a weaker AFC, what is it, North? What do they call it? AFC North division. And I'm just saying, you might say what Russell Wilson did against that division with those teams might say that he's more of an MVP to somebody, Chris. They would be wrong. Yeah, but
I'm here to say it. Look, because you can't poo-poo Lamar Jackson's schedule.
Nobody's poo-pooing
it.
They beat San Francisco. They beat the Rams.
Hold on. Because you can't put anybody's schedule up against this and say Jackson's wasn't good enough.
But he's
Houston,
faced more
New England,
but he's faced,
Seattle. I mean, come on. Forget the division.
No, I'm not going to forget
all the good teams.
Look at all the good teams
Pittsburgh,
in that division. I'm talking about in
Pittsburgh twice.
Would you? The NFC has three teams with double-digit wins, Chris. You got to go through that. What do you mean, who? San Francisco.
He's beating them.
No, but I'm talking about...
Who else?
I'm talking about Russell Wilson. You're not paying attention.
He's beating them.
You're off on something. I am making sense. All I'm telling you is, and we can make a gentleman's bet for nothing, that I'm telling you there's a chance he won't be unanimous. Not that he won't win.
That's not my argument. A writer
I'm
can
saying
do whatever
he's
the heck
win.
They want.
I've seen writers, and I know how it goes.
I'm saying he should be unanimous. Now, you're right. A writer can do whatever the heck they want.
It's their
vote.
But I'm
saying, I don't know how you look at anybody else and say they were more valuable than Lamar Jackson.
How did they look at Hank Aaron and not vote for him or Babe Ruth? I could go through the list of people.
Michael Jordan. Has a history.
Michael Jordan wasn't unanimous. How was Michael Jordan never unanimous?
Because Magic Johnson was always doing damage, too. Larry Bird was always doing damage, too. There were other guys, Charles Barkley, Clyde Drexler. And I'm not saying Jordan never deserved it, but who else?
That's my point.
Who else is close?
All I'm going to tell you is you're going to be in for a rude awakening when the award.
Oh, yeah, really? Like my life is banking on him being unanimous? I couldn't care less. I'm just telling you he should be unanimous.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe.
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh my God.
Time now for the Odd Couple Celebrity Corner.
Rob, I have to admit, when I was told that we had who our guest was this week, I got a little scared.
Why?
Because usually, not all the time, but usually when you see him on the big screen, he's a gangster.
Yes, there's going to be trouble.
A real gangster, all right? A real gangster. It is Chaz Palminteri. Chaz,
what's
great
up?
Great to have you on the iCouple. How are you?
All right, guys. How you doing?
We're doing great.
We are good. Now, you know, you heard what I said. I mean, you've been in the Bronx Tale, Bullets Over Broadway, Down to Earth. Now you're right. In Hulu's series Godfather of Harlem, which is excellent.
Thank you.
Most of the time, you are playing that gangster role. Do people, when they see you, I got to imagine people think that that's who you are in real life, kind
of. Oh, people are terrified of me when I do that. No, it's strange. You know, I it's really strange when I have somebody come over my home and they're like, you know, they walk in and they're working on stuff and they all of a sudden I walk by and I go, "How's everything going?" And they look at me and they go, "Oh my God."
we'll get your place cleaned up and we won't have any problems, right?
Yeah, it's like, yeah, of course. They just go, "There's no problems here, is there?" And they go, "Oh my God, no."
Hey, that's life growing up in the Bronx, right?
Yeah, I loved growing up there. It was a great childhood. I had a great time. You know, people always say to me, "Oh my God, it must have been horrible." And I go, "No, man, it was fantastic growing up in the 50s and 60s in my Bronx neighborhood. You know, look, was there violence there? Of course. Did I see a killing when I was 9 years old when I was sitting on the stoop and that's how I started writing about Bronx Tale when I didn't rat on the guy? Yes. And that's how it all started. But, you know, people always say to me, "You must have been traumatized." And I say, you know, really, no, I wasn't. I just didn't rat on the person. I never thought about it. And I shouldn't say that. I did think about it for years. That's why I wrote about it when the time came to write about it.
Growing up in the Bronx, too, big Yankee fan. Or what sports did you like? Teams were your favorite in New York?
Well, obviously, you know, the Yankees was the number one. You know, I was a diehard Yankee fan. My dad, you know, would always take me. I lived in the Bronx. My dad would take me to the games, you know. And I was a diehard Mickey Mantle and Roger Maris fan. I mean, I went to Knick games, and we really couldn't afford to go to too many games, you know, but it was mostly baseball. I did go to a few Knick games when, you know, my dad took me, but I was sitting up in the nosebleed seats, the old Madison Square Garden.
Oh, yeah.
And the Giant football, the Rangers. I mean, I'm a true blue New York fan, you know.
As I thought when we got you on this week, Chaz, I was like, well, this is the perfect week to have him as a big-time Yankees fan because, yeah, of course, you got the big sign in the Gerrit Cole. How excited are you about that?
I'm telling you, I was over the moon when I saw that come through on my text. You know, because, look, you got to have the big horses. You got to. I mean, you could win 100 games, but if you don't have the guys to, you know, in the playoffs, it's almost impossible to do it. It really is, you know.
And the Yankees have plenty of money, so they don't need to be acting like they're cheap, right?
Exactly. I mean, first of all, Cashman has done an outstanding job. Look what he's done with this talent. You know, we have a lot of guys. We have guys falling off the payroll. Tanaka will be off the payroll next year. You know, so, I mean, we have money. Look, the Yankees are the best franchise in sports, God knows, worth $5, $6 billion. And, you know, if George was here, boy, we would have these guys long ago.
Oh,
but,
yeah,
you know, I have to say, but the Steinbrenners have been doing a great job. Cashman is doing a great job. You know, but you got to be careful of money, and I think the Steinbrenners were right about that, you know. But look, you got to have somebody like Cole comes along once every generation. You got to get him. To get him.
No doubt. What about the Knicks and how stinky they are? And can you believe, seriously, that they haven't won a championship since Moby Dick was a guppy or literally 1973? I mean, come on.
You know, I know it's been rough, but I just got a feeling we're going to be so, you know, we're going to have so much money next year. I think, you know what, I'm going to give them, let's just give them another chance, really.
They thought LeBron was coming. They thought Kevin Durant was coming. They keep losing out on these free agents.
They go into Brooklyn. They're not coming to Manhattan.
I know. But you know what? Everybody goes, well, I'm not a Knicks fan anymore. You know, when you're a Knicks fan, you got to be, you know, I'm a diehard fan. If I'm a fan, I'm a fan all the way. So I root for the team. You know, I mean, I know it's rough. We're having, obviously, an incredible bad year this year. But, you know, let's hope we get somebody good in the draft. And, look, it's New York. Sooner or later, we'll attract some of the talent that'll come here. So we got to figure out the coach situation and, you know, we'll see what happens.
Chaz Palminteri, the Academy Award-nominated actor, joining the Odd Couple. Chaz, were you an athlete growing up?
Yeah, I mean, I wasn't professional level, but I was a good ball player. I boxed. I mean, I still box.
Really?
I still train. Yeah, I train three times a week. I train. My dad was not only a bus driver, he was a professional fight trainer. So my dad taught me when I was a little kid how to box, and I just grew up with it. You know, I grew up in the fight game, you know. I enjoy boxing. I'll train twice, three times a week. I'll do 15 rounds. Not sparring. 15 rounds in the gym.
Shadow boxing.
You know, shadow boxing, heavy bag, speed bag,
right.
Double end bag, you know, all of that stuff, you know.
So, I was going to
say, are you into this Terrence Crawford fight this weekend at the Garden?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I'm into it. You know, Terrence Crawford's a great fighter, man. He's a good fighter, man. Really good, you know. I want to see this. I'd like to see this, Dante Wilder fight against Fury. That should be an interesting fight. I'm looking forward to seeing that one, you know.
I was at the first fight, which was a draw. It's going to be a good one. It's obviously a classic boxer against the puncher.
I mean, these fights, you know, look what happened with Joshua and Ruiz, you know, Luis, you know, I mean, I knew that was going to happen. I knew there was no way that Joshua was going to stand there and mix it up with him again. No way.
He won, but I thought he fought scared.
Well, you could say he fought scared, or you could say he fought smart. Well, you know, why mix it up with him? And you know what I have to say? Shame on this guy, Luis Ruiz. I mean, really, you get a shot at the title, and then you come in overweight.
Right.
You know what?
He celebrated too much.
Well, it's not that. You know what? Some people, I hate to say this, but some people are not meant to be champions, and he's one of them.
That's
a
good point.
People always said that he was he could have been champ, he could have been champ. That's the reason why he's not champ, okay? That's the reason why. You know, you can't look at Mayweather. You know why Mayweather's the greatest? He was always in shape. Always. Mayweather was one of the greatest because he was always in shape. He's still in shape, this guy.
Yep.
He loved to go to the gym. He always came in, and he always did the right thing. This guy, I'm sorry. You know, I'm sorry. He was wrong.
That's true.
And shame on you. Now he goes, well, anybody want to see the third fight? No, nobody wants to see the third fight.
No.
Nobody wants. And if I was Joshua, I would not give him a third fight.
No, Joshua does not want to fight him a third time.
No,
why?
I'm
convinced of that. Right.
You know, what's going to happen? He's going to run again. It's going to be a stinky fight.
Yeah,
he had his shot and he blew it. That's it. It's over. You know. Period. Done.
That's the truth.
No doubt. I wanted to ask you. I heard you said your dad was a bus driver. And, you know, growing up in New York.
Right.
Was he like Ralph Cramden in The Honeymooners? You remember that?
No. We used to watch that. I love that show.
That show and The Odd Couple, right?
Oh, my God. The Odd Couple was great. Just great.
Chaz, you are making Rob's
you know
day
it
laughing
because,
at his jokes.
No, because he's a New Yorker. He knows what Channel 11 is. Anybody,
absolutely.
Anybody who grew up in New York, watch The Honeymooners and The Odd Couple on Channel 11, WPIX.
Absolutely.
Am I right, Chaz, forever?
Absolutely. You know, we had the rabbit ears, you know, the rabbit ears on the television.
Yep, the aluminum foil, right,
yeah,
to get a good
man.
Picture.
Come on, man. No, I love that. Look, The Odd Couple, I mean, that was just a classic. I did a play with Tony Randall. You know, I got to know, I met Jack Lemmon. I got to know Walter Matthau, the original guys.
Right. Wow.
And so, but
Tony Randall was a great actor.
Let me tell you something. I did a play with him in New York, with him and Al Pacino, myself, and John Goodman. And this guy at 80, I mean, at that time he was probably about 84, 85, never missed a line.
Oh.
Never, ever missed a line. I mean, amazing actor, really. I have nothing but respect for him.
And just so you know, I'm Oscar and Rob is
no,
Felix.
I'm not. I'm Oscar.
That's
yeah, who's Oscar and who's Felix?
I'm Oscar. I mean, it's just obvious.
And and you do have a one-man
Bronx Tale one-man show. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I still do. Yeah, well, the original, look, people don't realize it's the first time in the Guinness Book of Records, the first time it's ever been done, where I did the one-man show. That's what De Niro saw. You know, it became the hottest property in the world at the time in 1989. And everybody, every actor, writer, director, producer wanted to make it, but they didn't want me. They wanted to put a star in the role. And they wanted somebody else to write it. I refused. They offered me $200,000. I had $200 in a bank, and I said no, because they wouldn't give me the part. And then it went to $500,000. Then it went to $1 million on a period over about 3 months this happened.
How tough was that to you know you didn't have any money in the bank,
yeah,
and they put that money in front of you and you turned it down?
You know, guys, the first offer was the hardest because that came out of nowhere. After that, it became easy for me because it was just numbers to me. It didn't mean anything. When you got nothing to lose, as Bob Dylan used to say.
Right.
You know, so I really didn't care. And then one day I did the show. I got off stage and somebody walked, the stage manager walked over to me and said, "Hey, Robert De Niro is in your dressing room." I go, "What?" He goes, "Well, you just saw the show. He just walked into your dressing room. He wants to see you." So I got off stage and went down there, and there was Bob De Niro, you know?
Wow.
And he said, "Man, that was the greatest one-man show I ever saw." He goes, "You did a movie on stage." I said, "Yeah." I said, "I want to make it, Bob, but I want to." He goes, "I know what you want. I heard all about it." He says, "I'll tell you what we'll do." He says, "You play Sonny, you'll be great, and you'll write it because it's your life. I'll play your father, and I'll direct it, and we'll go partners, and that's the way it'll be." And that's what happened.
Wow.
Wow, that is great.
That's a great story.
That is great.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was amazing. So it went from a one-man show to a movie to a Broadway musical. First time it's ever been done.
Wow.
Unbelievable. You can go to chazpalminteri.net for the upcoming tour dates for the one-man show of A Bronx Tale. And you got an Italian restaurant in New York City.
Oh, my restaurant.
I'm coming by.
I got to tell you right now, guys. I don't know where you are in Manhattan, but listen to me. And I say this humbly, but if you know what they say, if it's true, it ain't bragging. My Italian restaurant, Chaz Palminteri's, on 30 West 46th Street, is one of the best Italian restaurants in New York. Absolutely.
Wow.
I don't say the best because there's a lot of great restaurants here. But I am one of the best in the top five, without a shadow of a doubt. But let me tell you, it's the service. The food. Look, my name's on it. It's got to be fresh constantly. Everything's
got to
be fresh.
All right. We will be there.
Thank you.
We will be there for sure.
Chaz,
thank you,
appreciate
Chaz.
It. Thank you.
Happy holidays.
Happy holiday, guys. Have a wonderful Christmas and happy new year, and God bless you both.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
Western nations like the U.S. and Europe,
Mexico will likely have its first female president.
And then you have China.
And help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters.
He'll get his yo-yos to Europe in time. But the longer this drags on, the more worry he's getting.
They knew that they needed to do this as fast as they possibly could to get a drug on the market as fast as they could.
I'm David Gura.
I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen. We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets.
Basically, everyone was expecting, if not a calamity, certainly a recession.
But the problem is that that paperwork, as our reporting showed, is fake.
As someone who's covering the market, I'm often very worried about an imminent collapse. So I'm thinking about it quite often.
Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters.
It's an election year, so there's a lot of focus on the voters that TikTok is reaching.
The initial reaction is like, oh, things are looking so resilient.
I don't want to be too pessimistic, but I just don't see the political will down in Washington right now to change their tune.
I think the American electorate has been signaling that it expects a rematch of the 2020 election. These are unprecedented times.
With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sad day. David Stern, the ex-commissioner of the NBA, they call him the NBA commissioner emeritus. He is in the hospital now with a brain hemorrhage, and he suffered it yesterday afternoon, and now he's in the hospital, 77 years old, and you know how serious a brain hemorrhage is.
Oh, yes.
So this is a tough day for the NBA. You know, when I covered the league as a beat writer, David Stern was the commissioner. I did a couple of sit-down, one-on-one interviews with him. And I think, Rob, not that he was perfect, because he certainly wasn't. I think, though, that he was the best commissioner in American sports history. And here's why I say that. We all know how bad of a place the NBA was in the 70s. They, you know, there were, whether it was overblown or not, the reputation of the league was just a drug-infested league. The games were on tape delay.
The championship, I was a kid watching the NBA, and you would watch the local news, Chris, you know, at 11 o'clock. And I can remember the sportscaster, Warner Wolf, saying, hey, I'm going to tell you the score. So if you're going to watch the NBA Finals that's coming on at 11:30, turn your sound down or turn your head. Because the game had already been played. Is that unbelievable, Chris?
No, that I remember. Look, the game that I contend is probably the best individual performance of all time when you consider the stage, the characters, the opponent, everything, the age of this guy, Magic Johnson, I'm talking about.
Yep.
42 points, 15 rebounds, 7 assists as a rookie playing center in game 6 of the NBA Finals. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, MVP of the league that year, is out with an ankle injury, and he's going against a guy he looked up to, Dr. J. You know, just the whole thing. It was on tape delay. You had to wait for those that the young folk that are like, tape delay? What do you mean? The game would be played live, and it's not on TV. And then in the East, it'd be 11:30 at night.
And it would come on after your late local news.
They would put the game on. So if you wanted to watch, you had to stay up that late. But the league was a mess. I mean, Rob, obviously I'm a basketball guy. I played in college. It's my favorite sport. But football might be my favorite sport, but that's the sport I've become known to cover.
Right.
Growing up young, football and baseball were way ahead of basketball in my life and most people's lives. Basketball wasn't even on the radar. I mean, when I was really young, it was more about football and baseball. And my point is that David Stern, he took over in 1984, and, you know, obviously he took the league global, and the contracts went from the average salary when he took over in 84, $250,000 a year for the average player, to $5 million a year when he left and turned it over to Adam Silver. And I'd say he's the best commissioner because of the obstacles. One, as I just said, where the NBA was, the reputation being drug infested. Also, it was a league that was, even at that time, it was 75% African-American. And with the racism in the country, even more so back then than it is now, that was a big obstacle. It was viewed as just a black league. I think that was an obstacle baseball and football did not have. And I think his genius was in marketing the individuals.
But I'll say this to you, and I'm not here to bash David Stern, who did a great job as commissioner. But he was also a guy who was in the right place at the right time. Magic, a showman going to L.A., a great white player going to Boston, and then Michael Jordan comes along. So I understand what you're saying, Chris. A lot of it has to do with the players that came when he was commissioner. And that's what turned the NBA around more so than just the marketing. It's easy. You could come up with a marketing plan, but if I don't have the great players to market, I don't care what plan you have, it ain't going to work. So I'm not saying that David Stern didn't do a great job as commissioner, but I can't give him the credit and say that he's the greatest commissioner ever. I don't buy into that.
I do, and you're right. Obviously, he had great players, and they deserve the credit for taking the league to where it's gone. But don't act like you didn't have great players in the 70s.
No, but I'm just,
I mean, Dr. J, Magic and Bird, Dr. J was as big as them. Dr. J, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, Kareem's prime was in the 70s.
But
it wasn't the 80s, it was the 70s.
Do you remember how bad the Celtics...
You had Bill Walton, the white star.
But do you remember how bad the Celtics were before they got Bird? I mean, it was perfect.
Well, they won the championship, though, in 75.
I'm just talking about how bad they were before
76.
They got them.
Yeah, but I'm saying they were still... They won the championship in 76. You had... You know, Elvin. I mean, you had a lot of great players. He marketed individuals. This is where I think he was genius. He marketed the individual. And so even if the team was bad, it got to a point like now. Sacramento's not very good, but I want to see De'Aaron Fox.
He also changed.
Phoenix is not very good, but I want to see Devin Booker. So it's in. Now, some people think that's a negative because it's more about the individual than the team. But I also think it's helped make these players the most marketable athletes, American athletes in the world. And I think that was genius to market the individuals.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics, in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. Listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy, and I'm your host, Elliot Connie.
Jay is the woman in this dynamic who is currently co-parenting two young boys with her former partner, David.
David, he is a leader. He just don't want to leave me.
But how do you lead a woman? How do you lead in a relationship? Like, what's the blueprint?
David, you just asked the most important question. Listen to Family Therapy on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.